Let's start with Rebecca from Mountain City, Tennessee. Go Vols on Coast to Coast. And Rebecca, I understand you were the Spider Woman in the Circus Sideshow. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it was actually on the carnivals. Yeah. Well, we traveled with Murphy Brothers shows out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
How long were you the Spider Woman?
I was only the Spider Woman for a month or two.
Oh, that's
because
all.
My back couldn't handle sitting in that little small box.
Now, what did it mean to be the Spider Woman? Tell me what the sideshow act was that you were.
Okay. Well, it's inside of a little trailer, and her name's Endora, the half woman, half spider. And she's alive right here now on the inside, is what the barker would say. And when you walk in the trailer, there's like a cage. It looks like a cage, you know, in the little deal. And on this coffee table, it looks like you can see under the coffee table, which it's all done with mirrors. You actually can't. It's a box. So the human is sitting inside the box with just the head poking out. And attached to the head is this huge black widow spider body. And, of course, you've got makeup and a wig on and the whole deal to make you look really freaky. And people can walk through and ask you questions for 3 minutes for their whatever they pay to get in.
So the first question would be, what do you eat? That'd be the first question they'd ask, right?
No, let's see. I also had little wires where I can make the spider looked like it was chained to the coffee table, the body was. So that was the reason I couldn't get up and move around.
Hmm.
Because one time I jumped on the cage on the bars and tried to bite somebody, you know.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
That's the story. And then they'd ask, let's see, the main question was, how do you have sex?
How do you have sex? They would ask you that.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd say, just like you do, but I have 8 legs to hold on to my man.
Yeah. Or you say, and then after I have sex with him, then I eat him. like
no,
a spider. I can bite his head off and I eat him alive.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Rebecca, did you make good? Did you make good money?
Oh, yeah. It was good money. It's just my back couldn't handle it. The other question is asked if I was married, and they said, "Why would a man love me when I was a freak?" Right? So I'd say, "Well, he loves me for my mind and not my body."
I like that. how much typically would you make, Rebecca?
I don't remember. That was back in '85. That was a long time ago.
Right.
But I made pretty good money. I made about $200 a week, and that was good money.
Sure. Rebecca, I appreciate that. No shame in that. Appreciate that. And you certainly sound like you would pull that off, so I bet you were a good spider woman. Frances is in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Been there a couple of times myself. And Frances, were you in the circus, or did you just have a circus sideshow experience you wanted to talk about?
Well, I had an experience, and Ian, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a big fan. I listen to Coast to Coast every night.
Oh, you're sweet.
And, but my dad, he worked his regular job, and then from 6 to 12 every night, the state fair came to our town every year, and he worked as an auxiliary policeman to keep people from sneaking in the gate and stealing and stuff like that. But
right.
I can remember being horrified. I remember the dog face boy, and I remember the monkey boy that was just completely hairy,
right.
And the fat lady. We would go into tents and stand there, but we didn't get to ask questions. We just looked. And the alligator man.
You saw all these firsthand.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
When I was young. I'm 58
sure.
now, and this was like when I was 8 years old.
Right. All right. So again, and so, what was the dog face boy like? Was he just standing there? Did he put on a show? Did he pretend to be a dog? How did that work?
Well, he was on all fours, But he wasn't barking or pretending to be a dog, you know, like that. But like I say, we just looked. It was, you just stood there and looked. And really, it was strange because everybody would look back at you and you just, I don't know, it was just odd. But what flipped me out and really scared me to death when I was so young is they had a big jar. And it had, it said extra, you get to see an extra sideshow in this one show. And so they had this huge jar, and in it was a baby, you know, just floating like it was pickled, and it had two heads. And, oh, it just freaked me out.
You know,
I didn't want to go to see anything else.
there's a picture of that or something very close to that on the website we were talking about.
Really?
And so, yep. That was a common thing. You know, sort of deformed births that people would save and then sell to the circus. And yeah, I'm glad those days have passed too. But
me too.
Being
so young, that just, I never will forget that.
I bet. And well, and that's, you go take a look when they get the website back up again. I know that a lot of the pictures weren't loading in because there were so many people trying to use it, but take a look at it. I think you may find that, if you go to circus website.